This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about Project Search. And I'm so happy to have on the program to talk more about that is Glenn Bowman, who is the Project Search Coordinator. Glenn, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Dale. It's great to be here. I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk about our program.
Absolutely. And we also have one of the interns at Project Search, Cody Giggler, right? Did I get that right, Cody? Mm-hmm. All right.
That's correct.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Cody.
No problem.
First off, before we go any further and before we talk more with Cody, let's talk about exactly what is Project Search all about, Glenn.
Of course. Project Search is an employability skills job development internship program that operates out of ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital here in Adrian. Our program, I work for the Lenawee ISD, but I coordinate the Project Search program at Hickman. We recruit seniors from Lenawee County High Schools who have an IEP and other post-secondary programs to participate in our orientation and assessment process to find out if our program would be a good fit for them and vice versa. Participants will engage in three 12-week internship rotations in various departments throughout the hospital, learning job skills, soft and hard skills, that support direct care professionals, as well as operating in nutrition services, environmental services,
You know, just be able to learn a little bit about everything there at the hospital,
yes,
right?
Yes. The purpose of the program is after the completion of the 200-day calendar, we help our interns look for jobs in their community that align with their skills, interests, and experiences that fit with their demographics, such as transportation and hours that they are available to work that parents might be able to help them get to if they're going to be dependent upon parent transportation. This program is not unique to, well, the country or the world, actually. Project Search originated in 1995 out of Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and our program originated in the 2014-2015 calendar year at the old Bixby Hospital. It was put together by my predecessor, now my supervisor, Kurt Kamenick, and at the HR director at Bixby at the time, Amanda Brooks. She was our host site liaison. They put the program together with the Lenawee ISD partnership with other community agencies, Michigan Rehabilitation Services, Goodwill Industries of Southeast Michigan, and of course, ProMedica. And the program is operating ever since. It transitioned from Bixby over to Hickman. I took over the helm 4 years ago. And there are programs located throughout the entirety of the state of Michigan, the 48 states, and countries around the world.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that far-reaching.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that there were so many that are available throughout the country and the world, too. That's amazing.
Sir, the founder of the program, Susie Rutkowski, she is the national director. She participated in an end-of-the-year intake on our Fidelity performance to see where we could look at how do we grow and expand the program. She was along with Kurt, our state director, Sarah Winslow, back in August at Hickman. And we revisited things such as how do we expand recruitment and employment opportunities for those students who complete the program. One of the outcomes that we came up with at the time was how do we draw in candidates who might be ready for entry-level work upon completion of high school and maybe would not have considered Project Search as a training opportunity for them, but could benefit from participation in the program. So that we looked at avenues such as where can we seek out more challenging opportunities within each of our 12 departments that we operate in at Hickman that would meet the needs of each individual coming through and participating with the program. So we have daily job tasks that were put together by Kurt and Amanda years ago that we have expanded upon over the course of the existence of our program. We have daily tasks that can meet the needs of those students who may take the entirety of each of those 12 weeks to master those skills. Mm-hmm. But we have additional tasks that are layered on top of that for those students who have shown a capacity for being able to meet those needs of the department. So a way for us that we are going to try to pull in candidates who might be able to find a job right out of high school but would benefit from participating in the program is putting them in those positions of serving in multiple departments per each internship rotation.
Okay.
Working on those higher level higher level skills that may not ordinarily be addressed by candidates who may take those entirety of those 12 weeks
sure.
to master those daily tasks.
Sure. Yeah. But what a great program this is, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and to be able to get jobs for those that are looking and being able to, like Cody, yeah, absolutely, and to thrive and be able to find employment afterwards, too. That's the ultimate thing, right, Glenn?
Yes, sir. We have a record of 80% of our graduating interns finding work in their community that is in an integrated setting, earning more than minimum wage and working at least part time.
Uh-huh.
We do have candidates that come through the program that we are, of course, searching to meet those fidelity standards, but at the same time, we also look at the individual and try to find the right fit and the right placement in a community setting that. With an employer where that intern can be successful. We're not always concerned about the statistics and the numbers. It's great to be able to show that 80% or more of our interns are being hired to work more than part-time in an integrated setting. But at the end of the day, is the intern coming out of that program and finding an employment fit where they will be successful and have an opportunity to grow over time?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, let's talk to Cody. And probably, Cody, you're thinking, you know, gosh, when am I going to be able to talk? And we're going to give you that opportunity right now. So, Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Cody James Gigler. I'm from Blissfield, Michigan. I graduated from Tecumseh High School. I'm currently an intern at Project Search. I'm also employed by Sodexo.
Excellent. All right. Well, so what departments were you in at Project Search then?
My first department was Nutrition Services with Joe. My second department was Environmental Services. And my third and current departments, I'm still doing nutrition. I'm still doing Environmental Services, but I'm also in maintenance.
Ah, okay. Wow, you had quite the responsibilities that you have there, Cody. Yeah, good for you. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do in each of those.
Sure. Nutrition Services, I clean and put away dishes.
Okay.
I stock the coolers.
Mm-hmm.
I also stock silverware and napkins.
Okay. All right.
Cody, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you ever, during your time in Nutrition Services, did you ever encounter a time where maybe the dish tank, which is the machine you use to wash dishes, where it would be jammed up on you? Thinking about it?
I can't really think on the top of my head.
Let me rephrase it. When the dish tank would jam up on you, who was responsible for fixing the machine?
Were you responsible for that, Cody?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
So in part of the job training for Cody, it wasn't just performing a sequence of tasks to meet the needs of the department, but also learning those the minutiae of some of those in-between skills, such as recognizing when the dish tank was backed up, knowing how to press the emergency stop, open up the doors, remove the object that was obstructing the operation of the machine, closing those doors, restarting the machine, and then resuming his job tasks.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So what did you like best about being involved with Project Search, Cody?
I like the fact that it helped me get some skills that I could use to get to find a job.
There you go. All right. So what would you consider some of your strengths, Cody?
I'm a team player.
All right. Do you have any others? But you know that's a good strength to have.
Checking the times.
Okay. All right.
Cody was hired by Sodexo by Joe Ugarowski, who's the manager of the Nutrition Services Department there at Hickman, about a month ago. Cody applied for the position. We help our interns look for jobs on various job search engines online that are within their community that fit their skills and experience and help them figure out how to look for those jobs so that they're not applying for jobs that are outside of something that they could be hired for. So during that process, Cody came across the opportunity with Sodexo, participated with a phone interview independently. Uh-huh. He talked about his skills and his experience. Joe, the manager of the department, talked to me on the side. Some of my responsibility is to talk to hiring managers and do a little bit of front loading on some communication gaps.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Joe expressed to me for his interest in wanting to hire Cody, knowing that there might be some communication gaps, you might observe a delay before Cody responds or gives any reciprocal communication verbally.
Sure.
But Joe observed that Cody demonstrates attention to detail. He's reliable, dependable, and does not waste time. He does encounter, what is it that you encounter sometimes that might delay you?
Me getting distracted by televisions.
A little bit distracted by television. We don't have to worry about that when we're in the nutrition services, do we?
Nope.
Yeah.
How do you redirect yourself on time? How do you redirect yourself to make sure you're getting back on task?
I have some alarms on my watch.
Okay.
Okay.
And that helps, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So even though Joe was aware of that, there were some delays in communication that Cody needed a little bit of processing time.
Sure.
He observed Cody's commitment to work and attention to detail, and his desire to become employed. Therefore, some of the questions he asked for me was, would family support transportation for Cody, or would Cody have other transportation options? Because do you drive, Cody?
No, I'm a terrible driver. What's so funny?
That's all right.
That you absolutely, you know, say that you are. I think that's great. Not too many people would say they're a terrible driver.
You're very self-aware.
So good for you, Cody. That's awesome. That's great.
So some of those transportation options with family support, that's one of the most important aspects of, and I'll come back to the hiring of Cody by Joe at Sodexo, but one of the most important aspects of the program is families who want their student to participate in the program are invested in the process that when we get to springtime, which is job development season, that they are engaged in communication with how do we work around maybe transportation barriers, schedule barriers to support the hiring of an intern in a job that fits their skills, experience, and interests. Cody, as he so effectively explained, is not interested in getting his driver's license, we'll call it that way.
Sure.
But communicate some front loading on my part, questions by Joe. We worked around those what those transportation barriers would be. We found out that he would have the support he needed from home to be able to come to work each time that he was on the schedule. And therefore, Joe was willing and able to be supportive of hiring Cody, would be patient with his progression because he knew that gradually over time, Cody would be able to meet the needs of the department, that he would pay attention to the training, he would demonstrate the training, and that most importantly, Cody was coachable.
Yeah.
Would accept and apply constructive feedback to improve his job task performance.
Right. As we're running out of time here, Glenn, if people want to find out more about Project Search, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Well, they can look up the LISD.us staff portal. Excuse me, not the staff portal. Go on the LISD.us website and go to the Special Education tab, and you will find the Project Search link in there to learn more about the program. You could just easily Google search Project Search, and you'll find out about the national program, where that originated, any more details that you would like to know about the purpose of the program and how it operates and where else it might operate. Some of our members of our community may obviously have relatives in other states and other communities where there might be a Project Search program near them that they may want to share that information for family and friends that would like to pursue this opportunity wherever their where they live in their community.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. Cody, I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us.
It's glad to be on the program with you.
Well, thank you so much. And Glenn, thank you so much as well. I really appreciate you bringing more awareness about Project Search and letting people know that this does exist and it's doing such a wonderful job.
Thank you, Dale, and I look forward to seeing you at the Frank and Shirley Dick YMCA for gym time again.
That's right. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. My guests have been Cody Gigler, who is part of Project Search, and Glenn Bowman, who is the coordinator of Project Search. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.